The Boy Who Climbed Into the Moon, written by David Almond and read by Malcolm Hamilton. At last, a face appeared at a window on floor 4, then another on floor 7. They kept calling. More faces came. Windows inched open. The moon continued to rise, a great high bright dome over the horizon.
"I am Molly," yelled Molly. "I am the identical twin sister of Mabel, artist and neighbour who lives at the top but who is currently cruising down the Nile. These are my family and friends. We are engaged in a great and outrageous expedition. We need your help. We need to get Alfred's ladder to the roof."
"But what can we do?" came a voice tumbling down from the heights.
"Stick your hands out of the window," yelled Molly. "Lift the ladder."
Hundreds of pale hands appeared, shining in the moonlight, sticking out into the night sky.
"Now, give them the ladder," said Molly.
Alfred extended the ladder. He carried it towards the apartment block. The hands took hold of the rungs.
"Take it up," called Molly.
And the hands began to move from rung to rung, just like they were climbing. But it was the ladder that climbed, foot by foot, window by window, floor by floor, towards the sky.
"To the lift," said Benjamin.
And they rushed inside and to the lift and pressed button 29, and the doors opened, and there was the little man inside. He was standing to attention now. He saluted.
"Good evening," he said. "May I ask, what is the purpose of your journey?"
"Oh, do be quiet, Tom," said Molly,
and she pushed her way inside.